current drinking age laws. They drive drinking among young people into the dark. They make young people afraid to call for help if there are health problems with their friends. It's disastrous. Prohibition didn't work before, and it's not working now.
Hi, I'm Michelle Fields with Reason TV. We're here with Jeffrey Nadell, president of the National Youth Rights Association. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What is the National Youth Rights Association?
So the National Youth Rights Association is a youth-led civil rights group. And in fact, we're really the only youth-led civil rights group in the United States. And what we do is we're committed to defending the civil rights of young people, educating society about the value of youth, and also, this is a key point, empowering young people to defend their own liberties, and that is really what we do.
Can you talk a little bit about Kiley's Law and
Sure.
how it discriminates against young people and fails to protect them?
Sure. Now, Kiley's Law is a disastrous policy. It imposes driving curfews on young people. It imposes passenger limits. It penalizes young people for distracted driving while ignoring the same behavior from older people. And the key point with Kiley's Law is it requires anyone under 21 to place a red decal on their license plate, basically marking them to be followed by predators, and we've seen that happen. Even when parents are driving their children's cars, people have started racing with them, people have come at them aggressively. Now, the studies actually show that when young people go through these graduated driver's license systems that impose these burdensome restrictions, they're actually less safe because they drive less. And they don't get the real world experience they need, and they wait longer to get their license.
Your group supports lowering the voting age to 16. Why?
Good question. One of the key points here is taxation without representation. Look, our founding fathers fought against this when it was imposed on them by Great Britain, and we have the same problem today. 16 and 17 year olds, young people today are paying $10 billion a year in sales tax, $1 billion in income tax. 80% of young people work before they graduate high school, and yet they're denied the right to vote, right? We have a $14.3 trillion national debt that's causing an entire crisis as we speak, and it's this generation that is gonna have to bear the burden of that debt, yet we have no voice in our future today.
What do you think the age limit for drinking should be?
Now, this is a very good question. What we're working to do at this point is to lower the drinking age to 18. We see it as an absolute travesty that, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds are going overseas, fighting our wars, dying in those wars, and, you know, the soldiers who come back are actually sometimes being arrested for underage drinking. Current drinking age laws, they drive drinking among young people into the dark. They make young people afraid to call for help if there are health problems with their friends. It's disastrous. Prohibition didn't work before, and it's not working now.
What is your group's view on age of consent?
That's also a very good question. Our organization does not take a position on that. It's a very contentious issue, and we certainly hear all sides of it, but that's not something that we address. We have our plate full at this point with a lot of other stuff.
What about parents' rights? If a guardian or parent is supporting youth financially, should they have a say over what the kid can do?
What we see a lot of times with these policies that governments are implementing is that they don't only infringe upon fundamental youth rights, but they really infringe upon parents' rights and the rights of families to raise their children, to decide how their children will grow up. You know, curfews are a great example of this because the government steps in and decides in a heavy-handed manner that young people can't be outside after a certain hour, can't be outside after 10 p.m., and if they are, they'll be arrested, and they'll have, you know, a misdemeanor on their record. Instead, let's leave this decision to parents, to families, where there can be open dialogue founded upon mutual respect, and where young people and parents can come to decisions about what is right for you, what is right for us as a family. Because these one-size-fits-all solutions, they don't work, and they often have disastrous effects.
Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey.
It was great talking with you.
I'm Michelle Fields with Reason TV. Thank you.